When Charles of Habsburg arrived in the Iberian Peninsula in 1517, he was not yet the legendary ruler remembered by history as Charles V, the emperor whose territory stretched across Europe and the Atlantic Ocean. He was a young man of 17, unfamiliar with the lands he had come to govern, surrounded by advisors who spoke languages that many of his new subjects could not understand. He had been raised in the Low Countries, among the refined courts of Burgundy and Flanders, far from the landscapes, traditions, and political sensitivities of Castile and Aragon. To the inhabitants of Spain, he was not yet a national monarch. He was a foreign prince who had inherited a collection of kingdoms that were still learning how to live under a shared crown. Yet within only a few years, this reserved and inexperienced young ruler would become the most powerful monarch in Europe. In Spain, he was known as Charles I, the first king of that name to rule the crowns of Castile and Aragon. In the wider European world, he became Charles V, elected ruler of the Holy Roman Empire. His rise transformed the political balance of the 16th century. It also placed enormous burdens upon Spain, whose wealth, soldiers, and administrative resources would increasingly become central to a vast imperial project. The election of Charles as Holy Roman Emperor in 1519 was not merely a ceremonial event. It was the beginning of a new era. His victory created a monarchy of extraordinary scale, linking the Iberian kingdoms, the Burgundian Netherlands, Habsburg territories in Central Europe, Italian possessions, and the expanding overseas dominions of Castile. This immense collection of lands was not a unified state. It was a mosaic of kingdoms, duchies, counties, cities, privileges, and local traditions. Each territory had its own laws, institutions, elites, and expectations. Charles did not rule a single empire with a single government. He ruled many different political worlds at the same time. To understand how this young prince became emperor, it is necessary to look closely at the remarkable inheritance that had shaped his life before he ever set foot in Spain. Charles was born in Ghent, in the Low Countries, on February 24, 1500. His father was Philip the Handsome, the son of the Habsburg Emperor Maximilian I and Mary of Burgundy. His mother was Joanna of Castile, later remembered as Juana la Loca, the daughter of the Catholic monarchs, Isabella I of Castile and Ferdinand II of Aragon. Through this culmination of dynasties, Charles inherited claims that few European princes could have imagined. From the Burgundian side of his family, he received wealthy territories in the Low Countries, including Flanders, Brabant, Holland, and other provinces that had become major centers of commerce, textile production, banking, and urban life. From his maternal grandparents, he inherited the crowns of Castile and Aragon, along with their associated lands. Castile brought not only the heartland of central Spain but also the recently conquered Kingdom of Granada, the Canary Islands, and the rapidly expanding territories across the Atlantic. Aragon brought a Mediterranean sphere of influence that included Naples, Sicily, and Sardinia. From his paternal grandfather, Maximilian I, Charles inherited the Habsburg connection to Austria and the opportunity to pursue the imperial title of the Holy Roman Empire. Each piece of this dynastic puzzle had its own value. Together, they placed Charles at the center of European politics. The path to this extraordinary inheritance was shaped by a series of deaths that no one had initially expected. When Isabella of Castile died in 1504, the crown of Castile passed legally to her daughter Joanna. However, Joanna's emotional instability and political vulnerability created a complicated situation. Her husband, Philip the Handsome, sought to rule Castile in her name, while her father, Ferdinand of Aragon, attempted to preserve his own influence.